With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. Xu Wang said when he moved to Alabama in 1978, he heard the gospel and immediately rejected it. He even went to a local church and peppered the people there with questions, hoping to change their minds. But over time, God changed his mind. He heard testimonies of how God had changed people's hearts, and as a medical doctor at the University of Alabama at Birmingham, he saw the indirect evidence of God through the design of the human body. Wang and his wife Lily came to faith in Jesus, and they didn't keep it to themselves. Over the last 46 years, they can tabulate more than 500 people who have come to faith in Christ through their gospel witness. Their full story, and it's a good one, is at Baptist Press. Most people who walk into Freedom Church in Neosho, Missouri, start with a worship service. It's an on-ramp to the church's discipleship pathway, a natural starting point on the journey from being a first-time visitor to a growing, serving follower of Jesus. For kids and families, says Pastor Jack Lucas, that first worship service is often in the context of vacation Bible school. Children attend worship at VBS during the day and bring their parents back to family night at the end of the week. The church is located in a rural community in southwestern Missouri. They hold their VBS in July, just weeks before new small groups start during the school year. VBS isn't only an opportunity to disciple kids and students, church leaders say. It has an impact on the entire family. The world has many problems, from war to food insecurity to human trafficking. There are many problems. The greatest, though, is lostness. 59% of the world's population doesn't know that God has sent light into the world through Jesus Christ. More than 3,500 IMB missionaries and their families are trying to share this good news before it's too late. You can help. Learn how at imb.org. Kai Bowman says believers should be students of prayer. We cannot forget that the apostles believed prayer could be taught and learned, he writes. They asked Jesus to teach them to pray. They were the first students in Jesus' school of prayer. And that includes John the Baptist. If the forerunner of the Messiah, the earliest followers of Christ, and the Son of God all believe that prayer could be taught, what are we to conclude about learning to pray? Well, Bowman says since prayer can be learned, we cannot adapt a laissez-faire approach to our own spiritual development. Instead, we must invest the time and energy necessary to learn to pray. Fortunately, since we can learn, we can also teach others how to pray. Read that full piece from Kai Bowman and others like it at our website, baptistpress.com. While you're there, learn how to sign up for our free morning and afternoon email. They'll come to your inbox every day, free of charge, from Baptist Press.